Traffic crashes negatively impact the lives of many persons, not just those directly involved. The Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is continuing its thrust to educate the public about proper road usage and the negative effects of road accidents on the healthcare system and crash victims. Consultant surgeon at the Kingston Public Hospital, Dr. Lindbergh Simpson, says injuries as a result of crashes can be quite devastating.
Varying severity when patients are in accidents. Some of them need prolonged hospitalization and intensive care. Those are the more serious ones. You have other less severe injuries where they may only need hospitalization for a very short time or maybe just a period of observation and casualty.
Dr. Simpson says on a daily basis, road users are injured due to misconduct in the traffic environment. Injuries range from fractured bones to the more severe.
Injuries to the limbs, like fractures or, you know, soft tissue injury, to more severe injuries like internal organ injuries. The liver and the spleen can be damaged with internal bleeding. The least severe being the ones who require just a period of observation, the more severe ones requiring admission and even intensive care and a prolonged hospitalization.
Dr. Simpson says based on the number of injuries sustained by individuals in the traffic environment, it's clear that many persons don't take the necessary care when traversing the roads.
From time to time, we do encounter patients who were not adequately restrained, you know, wearing seatbelts, or who were injured while crossing the road. And sometimes then it's difficult to say who is at fault. Was it the pedestrian or was it the driver? But we do know that these things continue to happen on a daily basis.
There are increased calls for backseat passengers to use seatbelts, as this provides the necessary restraint to prevent them from being thrown from the vehicle in the event of a crash.
We get them from day to day. Patients may have liver injuries. So if, for instance, a patient might be involved in an accident where an unrestrained passenger may go through the windshield and they can sustain severe head and injury to the head and the face, as well as, depending on where, if they're thrown from the vehicle, then they can injure the abdomen as well and damage the liver or the spleen. And these are organs which can bleed a lot or may even damage the lungs. So the head injury, if they are in a coma, you know, sometimes they need to be put on a ventilator, that's kind of a life support machine which will breathe for them if they're not breathing on their own. All these are consequences of unrestraint.
The government spends a significant sum on healthcare annually for crash victims. This is money that could have been used to develop other sectors.
It's a significant part of the budget, caring for these patients, because, as I said, the patients don't pay at the Kingston Public Hospital, but certainly the cost of care for somebody in the intensive care unit at a private institution or overseas, that could be easily almost $1 million for the day or sometimes more.
Having witnessed and treated countless number of persons with severe injuries as a result of traffic crashes, Dr. Simpson is appealing to motorists and pedestrians to exercise caution on the roads.
We really want to urge whoever is using the public thoroughfare that you have to exercise extreme caution, whether you are a pedestrian or a motorist. The risk is real if we don't exercise caution. Sometimes you have to exercise caution not only for yourself, but for the other road users as well. So you need to be sure that at all times you remain safe. So I really would want to send that message out there.
Consultant surgeon at the Kingston Public Hospital, Dr. Lindbergh Simpson. Remember, road safety begins with you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.